Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hello, good evening, everyone. This is Full Fantasy Radio, and as you can tell by my voice, I am not La Crush. This is Brick, Pastor Brick, as y'all like to call me. And this is Full Fantasy Radio at its best, and as you can see, kind of at its worst, but we're going to look towards the positive at its best. La Crush is basically, she's here, but she's very, very, her voice is just about non-existent. But she loves you guys so much that she came on. She's not going to talk much, I'm telling you right now, because she is really, really, her voice is really, really stretched too thin already. And if we want her to be up to speed probably by Thursday to speak, she cannot speak today. So I will be filling in for La Crush. She's here, but she's not here. So we have the ghost of La Crush in the background. And I'm also supposed to be joined by her co-host, Mr. Black Reporter. I don't know if Black Reporter is in. Last I heard, he was on his way. But for Black Reporter, 30 seconds is like 30 minutes. So we're going to move along as best as we can. Try to give you a stimulating show. I know I'm not as dashing and as charismatic as La Crush, but I will definitely give it a try.
Your best.
Thank you very much. I hear John back there. How you doing, John?
All right. Saw you on Twitter, yeah. Honey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I like the blue jeans, too.
Thanks, sweetie. So, John, today we're going to be talking about independent women. You ever hear that term? You hear a lot out there?
Men don't like that.
Yeah, men, what do you feel about that? What do you feel about that term? Does it bother you when you hear it?
No, I think a woman, she's got an equal right to do a man's job, and sometimes women do a better job than the men because they don't get drunk.
Okay. That may be true in some cases, but a lot of men don't like to hear that. And, you know, a lot of women are independent, and you know what? And for a while, it was like the rave. You know, you got Destiny's Child singing about independence, and, you know, you got Charlie's Angels out there being independent women, and, you know, you have all these idols out here talking about being independent, that a lot of us women, kind of with independence, goes also a stigma that goes along with it as well, because guys feel if you're independent, then what you need me for? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They feel like, okay, you so misindependent, pump your own gas. You know, you misindependent, get under that hood yourself and fix that motor. Or, you know, change that carburetor or whatever, you know, the hell's in the car. So a lot of guys figure, you know, well, put your money where your mouth is. If you want to claim to be independent, don't be half-ass independent, be a whole 100% independent. So a lot of guys feel that, hey, get out there, like I said, pump your own gas. You know, if you see a mouse, don't run and squeal. Go kill it. You know, if you see a spider, go kill it. You know, if you want to be, you know, don't look for us to give you our jacket if you're cold. Be totally independent. Me, I have my own views on that, but we're going to abstain from that for now because you'd be surprised what I have to say about the whole subject. But that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. If anyone wants to call in with any comments, questions, you know, please feel free to call in at 805-830-8320. You can call us and give us your comments, give us your questions. You know, if I say something off the hook, which I probably will say before, you know, the hour's out, because you know me, then by all means, definitely call in and, you know, tell me what's what, because, you know, I have my opinion, like I said. So, basically, I don't know if we have any other callers online who want to come in.
We do. We got 281, which is Mrs. Lady C.
Mrs. Lady C, how are you, Lady C?
I'm doing fine.
Hello.
That's good to know. I'm glad to see that you're, you know, with us, and you know, and every day on Bo Brown is a good day. That's what I've always been told. And I hope you'll help me to help the crush, because you know she can't talk, and I can talk for hours, but I doubt that these people want to hear what I have to say for a whole 2 hours straight. You know, everybody been hung up the damn phone by the time I'm through and be like, who the hell is that bitch on your show? So I'm going to try to be as nice as I can to be as unbiased as LaCrush is. LaCrush is very unbiased. See me, I tend to say, what? You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be like her. Okay?
Okay.
If we have anyone. Okay, now who is it? You know what?
Black Reporter.
Black Reporter has finally made it. Nice to have you, Black Reporter.
Well, actually, I was here from the very start when you were there. I just had myself on mute for some reason, and I just forgot to take it off mute. I was talking and talking and talking, and
you
I
like,
was,
okay.
And,
classic.
You know.
That's
so,
Black
but, yep, that's yours truly.
Yeah.
That sounds
exactly.
like yours truly.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Go ahead and say all the things you were saying before when we couldn't hear you.
No, don't. We'll never get the show finished.
You know, we
oh, now you let God crack on you. Now you knew. You got to come back now, Black Reporter. All right,
that
so what are your views on an abridged view for now on independent women, Black Reporter?
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Please give us the short end, the short version of how
not
you feel about the term
exactly.
How you feel about the term independent woman.
Independent women, especially these days, are necessary because independent women feel that it gives them the freedom to do as they please. I mean, more and more independent women are going to school. It gives them the freedom to at least stretch their legs and whatever, get out into the workforce. But, you know, so I have nothing against that at all. It's just when you step on men to get there, and men have a tendency to do the same thing to women. We don't need to step on each other to get where we need to go. Some people feel that we do. We don't.
Okay, well, who you gonna step on then? Who you gonna step on?
I know that's right.
There's always collateral damage. There's always gonna be. But it's just a matter of how exactly you step on this person. Like, I can step on your shoulder and still get to where I'm going and leave you intact. Or I can step flat on your head. You understand?
I can step on your nut sack. Sorry.
Ooh.
No problem.
Or you can stand on my shoulders and let me support you instead of step on.
Look, that sounds like too much work. I got to go.
Exactly. You know, I gotta, you know, we could stand and support you, but you know what the thing about it is that are you as sturdy? That's the whole thing.
Because
you could build a luxury tower. If you build it on mud, what does that mean? It means absolutely nothing.
It's gonna
crumble. So, Lady C, what do you think about the independent woman? What's your view on the independent woman?
My view on the independent woman, it's become a necessity because men have become undependable, and you sit there and thinking you need a man and get dependent on him. You may fall through the cracks, down the hole, in the well, and be sitting there waiting on somebody to save you and not get saved. You'll lose your house, your car, and everything. So independent women have become that way because they got tired of losing everything and not being able to say, this is mine, and not have to, taking a jury to the pawn shop to pay the light bill. Why? Because he wanted to waste his money on something else. You know, so women have become independent due to the fact that men have not stepped up their game to do what they should do. And they want you to be dependent on them. You want a man that you can depend on, but you prefer to be independent so that you know that what you want, you can get it without having to beg, plead, gap your leg open if you don't want. You know?
Very excellent point. That's an excellent point. Do you guys agree? Do you agree, John?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you admit that you have fallen short.
Sometimes. Because I am a short person.
Oh, my God.
He had to go for the humor.
So, basically, you...
Oh, case in point, like in... Where I live, there's a lot of these girls will go with these guys, they get them pregnant and shit, and they'll, you know, basically it's the same bullshit, you know, oh yeah, I'll stay with you, and 9 times out of 10, man, fuck, the girls are pregnant, and where the hell is the dude at? He's gone. And they're stuck with a bunch of kids, but it just seems like it's the same mistake on both sides. Mostly the dudes, though, they get the girls pregnant, and then they take off, but they'll go to their homies and brag about, oh, I got so-and-so pregnant. And then they'll sit there and laugh. Yeah, I mean, they'll sit there and laugh like a bunch of assholes.
Okay, so it's safe to say that you men created these monsters called the independent women. Is that safe to say? I mean, when you think about it, you know, it's like which came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, something has to have come before to spawn what is there now. So just saying that we had to get stronger and get more feistier, get more craftier. Because men have fallen short.
Okay. Hey, what size are you taking blue jeans?
Okay.
We now moving on. John, you know better than that.
No, she's on Twitter.
Be professional, girl. Behave yourself, John. We got guests.
Okay.
He is a guest host, John.
Okay.
805-830-8320 is our number. Give us a call. 805-830-8320 is our number. This is the Adult Zone on Phone Fantasy Radio with Black Reporter. LaCrosse is under the weather this week. And so we have Pastor Brick in as our special co-host. And Pastor Brick to have her own program on Phone Fantasy Radio beginning March 5th.
March 5th. 8 o'clock. Brick's house. You know, I'm just getting my sea legs here with Black Reporter. Just kind of testing it out here. And I will be on Mondays at 8 o'clock. Got some good tunes, got some good combo. So hopefully y'all will check that out. Definitely. So.
And rumor has it in the coffee break room that one of your first topics is going to be if you had the president's ear, what kind of advice would you give him?
That's one of them. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But right now we're talking about the independent woman. Because this is Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone.
Well, you can talk about that too. Plug it in. Like,
oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that, but we're going to concentrate on.
You know, I have to remind folks this is a crush. I may not recognize my voice. I sound like a hot mess. And,
oh, my God, you sound different.
Yes, John. I know this.
No, on that show she's going to have on about Obama's advice, don't trust Whitey.
Oh, no.
John, you must tune into that show, please.
And I want to say this. We're not going to be on air next week. We're not going to be on air. What's going to happen is this is going to be our last show for the month of February. And then we're going to come back March 5th, starting with Brick's House. And we're going to do a full schedule. We're going to be on air Monday to Thursday. We got Brick's House, 8 p.m. Monday. You got the Adult Zone, March 6th, Tuesday at 9 p.m. You have Wellness versus Illness, brand new show with the host, Eric Rickness McRae, on Wednesday, March 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then you're going to come back with Fresh Grooves. That's how it's going to go. Yep, 9 p.m.
And Friday, they all shall rest. Y'all looking for Friday, huh? They're like, what's going on Friday?
No.
So we're going to be plugging in both hot shows this week. So y'all know that we will be off in next week. And when we come back, it's going to happen.
We're going to get to a cocoon, and the butterflies shall come out March 5th. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful.
What a
place.
Isn't that sweet?
Okay, so I don't know if we have any music cued or something, but
we got some old school that we played from before.
Ooh, long as it's not the 12-minute version, we're good.
We got the whole Whitney tribute we did. It's still up on board. We got Stroking. We got
Crush.
Oh, we got Stroking. Oh, we must play that.
Yeah, Black Reporter don't want nobody to know about that. That's his favorite.
You don't want nobody to know about that, right, Sean?
I know.
Don't deny it, Black Reporter.
He's going to be dancing across the floor during the break, but you know what? It's all right.
Wait till after the show to do that.
He's going to do it after the show,
too. Oh, gets the jizzing.
I should have called you earlier today to get you to play some Iko.
Who?
Today is Mardi Gras.
Right, you know about
true Mardi Gras music.
Right, because that's exactly what I would have been. But you didn't call
me. Unless I got a hurricane in my hand.
Isn't that because the song is broken?
What was that, Rick?
I said, unless I got a hurricane in the hand, what that Mardi Gras music going to do for me? I need a drink.
I just flashed the blank screen, y'all.
So we're going to take a little break right now, and Crush is going to give us two good ditties.
Little ditties.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to get the Urban Dictionary's definition of an independent woman and why it seems like women have shot themselves in the foot. My opinion on why I believe that women have shot themselves in the foot with this independent talk. Okay?
Oh. We got to be about it, folks. 805-830-8320. You're listening to the Adult Zone.
Reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't understand.
that was my girl, who I believe she just won an Academy, but a Grammy. That one.
Like a white woman singing that song.
That was Rolling in the Deep, Adele.
She won 6 Grammys, actually.
Hey?
She won 6 Grammys, actually.
She won 6, exactly.
Wow.
She cleaned house. Mm-hmm. And you know, that song was actually by the ex-boyfriend, or something. She wrote about an ex-boyfriend broke her heart.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a picture
you
of
know,
this guy.
I had never truly listened to Adele.
They showed a picture of this guy, and everybody on the news was just, like, laughing. They was like, that's the guy who broke her heart? It was this real skinny, string bean-looking dude, and he had all his, like, long, moppy hair in his face. And they were like, that's who broke her heart. And she wrote about that, and now look at this woman laughing all the way to the bank. Mm. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that man tried to come and get some of that cash. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
And she gave it to him.
Yep, that's what happened back in the morning, yep.
Hey, she got lawyers. Nah, she'll take care of him.
Yeah. Okay, so,
get some of this.
Back to the independent one. Okay. Now, the Urban Dictionary defines an independent woman. This is the Urban Dictionary. As a woman who pays her own bills, buys her own things, and does not allow a man to affect her stability or self-confidence. She supports herself or her own and own entirely, excuse me, and is proud to be able to do so. That's the Urban Dictionary's definition of an independent woman. Do y'all got that definition?
Is that your Bible?
What, the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Right. They got stuff in there about donkey punches and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. You want a donkey puncher, right? Like a boy.
Why don't they just say
right,
it's simple?
We went
that simple. A woman who's going to take shit off of a man,
yeah,
and
we
who
went
can do stuff
that.
Without a man's help.
Dirty Sanchez and all that. No, that's the point.
Damn,
that the jelly donut or something like that.
You see, Crush, why do you arm him?
We went to war.
You see, you arm him. You are arming Black Reporter to do these things.
Can you imagine?
Okay.
That?
Some people don't even know
anything. Oh, yeah, Black Reporter's going to be on the news talking about he murdered her. No.
Exactly.
No.
And you know what his situation is now. Okay, you're going to see on the news.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't read on the news that Black Reporter robbed Tim Horton's donut shop.
No.
Believe me, it ain't got nothing to do with donuts. It ain't got nothing to do with
jelly donuts.
I wouldn't dare do that in three hours
you
start lead. I wouldn't dare
and
do
what
that.
And what are you giving up, donkey punching?
What am I giving up? Let me see. I haven't thought about that yet.
Why you gotta bring Lady C into your battle?
You see? Always.
We've been looking at Twitter too much.
Excuse me. I think I'm missing half of this conversation.
Huh? Okay, I'm just well, you know.
Let's get you into this conversation.
Huh?
When did we have this conversation?
Well, I don't know how we got to donkey punching.
We caught a flashback of you.
Because Black Reporter
asked
the ground.
We caught a contact of you with your pants on the ground, with feet, with a bead of sweat on the side of your forehead, and your keys just a jiggling, and right where you come, you right the back of your head.
Yep.
Boom.
Exactly.
Oh, and that's why
we shouldn't arm him with such information. Because he'll be just scamming those ladies over there. Okay.
You flip this girl's head with lies and beliefs about me that I'm some kind of old-looking, pregnant dude.
You'll be sitting at the dinner table and you'll say, anybody ever heard of donkey punching?
Right.
Very good. Nice little ladies will be like, sure. And next thing you know, that's it. You on the news.
Oh,
and they go Phone Fantasy Radio connected to you.
She's talking about harder. Like, what on his own strength?
Like, you know, Crush got reported on the iron door.
You know he has that boy now. He don't know his own strength anymore.
Okay. We just can't teach him certain things. Certain things he don't even know.
What can he teach us?
Okay.
What the hell was that?
Now it's time to get back to the show at hand. Independent,
right.
Hello, Independent. Because we donkey punches and all this. Okay. So you guys don't agree with that. I don't agree with that definition of independent woman. You know, not my definition, but, you know, that's what they give. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, do you agree with this definition? And if you do, then... I mean, it's nothing wrong. I don't think that this is what makes an independent woman. I think there are a lot of women who are, like Lady C, okay, you're an independent woman, but yet you don't walk around with, you know, a shirt that says, I'm an independent woman. You know, some women just wear it out there like it's like a badge of honor.
Like a superman.
Right, exactly.
My thing is that if you are, you know you are, you don't have to scream it to the world. You just are.
Thank you.
Well, let me say this much. Remember when the song came out? Every girl and their mama want to wear that song as a badge. You know,
wasn't me.
And
I don't like that Destiny's Child. But I mean, I see what you're saying. When everybody was singing that song because it was a catchy tune. I mean, and plus, you know,
it was a catchy tune. But the problem is. Were those women actually living that song?
It doesn't matter.
Some of them were trying to.
You know,
some of them had to.
You know, some people taking these songs just way out of proportion. Like the whole thing with "I'm a Boss" by Rick Ross.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. That everybody got boss in their name. Everybody a boss, but you ain't got no business. I say I'm a boss. I ain't got no business. I ain't got no license. I ain't got no business name. I ain't got nothing. I don't pay taxes. I don't got EIN number. I ain't got no employees, but I'm a boss. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to look at it like that. You got to look at it, you know, it's not that it represents us, you know, but it was a catchy tune. And sometimes I may have the attitude. Not necessarily mean I'm living that life, but I do have the attitude. I do have that confidence. You know, I've known people who live with their mama at this point right now, 24, 25, 27, 28, 32, 33,
thank you.
Who live with their mama, still sleeping on that same pithy twin mattress they had when they were 9 years old. Talking about they a boss and they in control and they do this and they do that. And they sitting up there talking about Crush. I don't understand. What you mean? You don't understand until you have your own. And believe me, I have learned the hard way. You're not going to understand anything about being independent. You think, oh, I could do that. No, you can't do that. You always gonna have to have money on call. You never, when something broken, you gotta get it fixed. You know, you ain't got a bill.
You ain't had to pay a bill on time or nothing like that. You ain't had to pay, you know, find the money to pay, you know, pay things on time.
But in case you lose your keys, how the hell you getting back into your house? You gotta go to the locksmith. The ain't gonna do it free. You know, you always gotta have shit. I was there one day and the fucking cabinet fell on my head. No lie. Swear to God. I was over here.
Damn.
And the whole cabinet just fell on me.
Ooh.
Just feeling
put
it.
Put the stuff inside.
I didn't know what to do.
With the canned vegetables too?
The everything, the cabinet with the main cabinet with all the stuff on it. The cabinet.
The pasta? Yeah,
was it dishes or groceries?
It didn't follow me directly.
And
I just happened to be walking into the kitchen and it fell. As soon as I stepped my foot inside the kitchen, the cabinet clanked down to my right.
Wow.
So, you know.
With the peas and carrots, all that stuff landed on top of you?
Plates, glasses, all that. With all that.
Oh, my God.
Peas and carrots, grass, barbecue sauce. You know, all that. The day the landlord's gonna come, he's gonna fix that. However, you gotta replace all that stuff.
Right.
You know, so it's just a little stuff that, you know, mama used to take care of, or your whoever you live with take care of, that you didn't care about, so to speak. You didn't care about that. When there was no dish detergent, you didn't care because it always seemed to pop up anonymously.
Right, exactly.
It just popped up anonymously. There was no milk. It just popped up anonymously. You know, you didn't care about that. You know, she goes shopping once a month. And, you know, just imagine having to go shopping for yourself. You're no more just pulling out the bags. No, you're sitting 3 hours in there wondering why she takes so long. Yep, you're going to be in the same position, sitting up there wondering why it takes so long. And I think, you know, these songs given us, to some of us, have given us false hope, false advertising.
Right.
So,
I think so. My thing is, if you can sit up there and say that you're independent, you got too much time on your hands.
I know that.
You ain't got enough to do.
I know that.
Real quick,
I'm independent.
But it applies to most men and women. This is the thing I'm not getting. It's the thing that makes this so difficult and so, not even difficult, but just so misunderstanding, the fact that we have something called a double standard.
Exactly.
No matter what you do, no matter how you look at it, it's always going to be that double standard. This man's running around talking about he a boss and he lives with his mama. He's like, all right. I say I'm independent. I live with my mama. I'm a bitch. You know what I mean? So we got this. I'm doing
hell
the same
thing
he's doing. And even in society, from the government on down, there's no way of getting around this, what we call a double standard. And that's what's separating the lions from the lioness, so to speak. That's where our blurry line is right there. Is that double standard. That double standard affects us every which way.
Before we go any further,
when you say lion and lioness, you know, you ever notice that in the lion kingdom, the lioness goes out and do the hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The lioness goes out and brings the food back to the herd. They go get it. You know, and they bring it back. And then the man is sitting there. He may be the protector, but she's the one that got to go get the food. People are scared of the lion. But think about it. If the lion is the one doing the killing, who you should be scared of? She's the one killing
exactly.
The food. He's just chasing you away.
Blame it.
Because his mane is bigger.
That's so true.
You know, you look at men because they figure they're bigger. You know, taller than a man can do more than a woman.
You know what, ladies? See, that remind me of a quote that Betty White said. You know Betty White, the Golden Girl? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She said, why do you tell a man to man up?
That old wrinkly white woman.
Huh?
That old white woman.
Golden Girl.
I like the old Italian grandmother. She didn't take shit off nobody.
Really? That's who you had a crush on?
Okay. Real quick, while we're at a little bit of a break here, let's see who all's here. We didn't really take roll where we started. Let's see. I know we have Pastor Brick here, of course. Co-host of the show.
and Black Reporter right here, and our regular co-host, our regular host, LaCrush Hart, is here, but he's in a reduced role today. She's in a reduced role because she's taking care of the board, and because of somewhat of a laryngitis she has, she doesn't feel 100%. So I hear John back there making his usual self.
Sound effect.
Sound half of would be a man.
What's that?
She said, I'm acting like a nut. I'm damn sure,
because
if I didn't, I wouldn't be a man.
That's true.
Okay, so I wanted to say this real quick. Betty White's quote is, why do people say balls are balls? Balls are really sensitive. If you really want to get tough, grow a vagina. Those things take a pounding.
There you go.
That's what I knew. I knew it was something about man.
That's true.
That's true.
Lick it before you stick it.
Oh, there you go. Look, there you go, vagina. I said,
okay. I'll just you. Grab the rhythm, you got me sisters, John. On that one, you got me sisters.
That's
really? That's what it took?
Shut up.
I missed it, but that was funny.
It's low in calories.
You know what?
Have you ever counted them? That calorie count.
Okay.
85-65-0.
Okay. What did our forefathers eat when they didn't have food?
Okay. Here we go.
God.
Let's bring it back to center. Talk about the independent woman. Now, there are ways to tell if you're an independent woman. And if you are basically blowing smoke out your ass.
Oh, so
and I think,
I got to say that Brick went and did her homework, folks. She even got a checklist for y'all, because I wasn't going to get a checklist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
look
out on that right now. We was not going to have a checklist, so Brick really did her homework.
Now, you have to answer these questions, because if you can't answer these damn questions, then you ain't an independent woman. If you basically, okay, now this is it. Now, you're really an independent woman. Number one, do you go to the movies alone?
Yes.
What's the last movie you saw alone?
I seen alone. Well, I stopped going alone. You look got lonely. I stopped going altogether because I got lonely. But no, the last movie I seen alone, I don't know. It's been that long. I don't know.
Oh,
but
God.
I do go alone. And I like to sit in the middle. And I like to sit in the middle and I put my coat on the next seat. Like, fuck y'all. The whole thing is still not a nice popular movie. And these couples are walking around trying to find a seat together. And my coat right there, nope. Somebody's doing
it. That's right. I went to movies one time by myself and I hated it. I hated it, hated it, hated it. I didn't like it. I felt like a loser.
Right.
I never went alone.
It was like everybody and mama was coupled up. It was like everybody and their mama.
Everybody, right?
I'm the only one here.
I only have one question. What movie was it?
I went and saw it by myself. It was Eagle Eye. That movie about the robot or whatever. I was something with a robot telling the guy what to do or something. It was a robot movie. I wanted to see it. Nobody wanted to see it with me. So I said, you know what? I'm independent. I'll go see it myself.
Cool. Yep.
I'm sitting there with a hot dog, a popcorn, a soda. I'm like a loser. Like a
right. Looking around.
Loser sitting up in the movie theater looking around like.
Right. And I swear, I see like every seat. from mine too. It's like every seat in that row for like the next four rows is full of people.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been nobody in the next row, but it just felt like the whole theater was just full of people, and my seat was empty as one. Like, right next to me,
ain't
was like empty seat left in the whole damn theater.
And the most pathetic part of it all was when the movie was over, it came to the climax. I was like, yay! I started clapping, and I looked left and right. I was by my damn self. You know, you nudge the person next to you. Oh, my God, look. I was like, oh, shit. I'm alone. Damn. That was the most awkward moment in the world.
I
left there like, I was like, I don't like this.
I did it, though. I used to do it, though. I went to go see...
Peep shows.
Yep. No, I never seen Peep shows.
No, I couldn't even go sit through a regular movie. I'm not going to see no Peep show alone.
I'm not going to the
I couldn't
show.
Do that.
That lady
I've never went to one by myself.
I could just imagine putting the cord in and the screen open, and she look at me, and she like, really?
Oh, those? Yeah, I've been to those. But not by myself.
I could just imagine putting the cord in, and she just look at me like, really?
Well, okay. In
that's
New York,
sad.
You don't crush 42.
Let me give you that look.
Right.
Now, if you remember 40 Deuce back in the days, Crush,
right.
You could just, that whole street was just nothing but porn shops.
Right.
In Manhattan. And you could just go in there and play with dildos and all sorts of other stuff they had hanging up. And you could actually go in there. Me and my friend were crowded there for the peep show. And it was like, we put our money in there. And once the window went up, the lady looked and saw us too and was like, rolled her eyes. And like, got off her stool. I guess to say, you know what? I don't want to be here. That got danced for two girls, two kids. We're like teenagers. They didn't stop us. So every time we went down, we would make the thing go up just to get on her damn nerves. Not even thinking, hello, I'm paying this woman. And she don't give a damn how many times the window go up. She getting paid. But it was just the fact that
damn.
She was annoyed. You know? Just little young. Come on.
Man.
I didn't know no better. But, okay, so Lazy, you went to the movies one time alone by yourself?
Never.
Never went?
Never went by myself. I watched it at home by myself, but I've never went to the movie by myself.
Okay, so right through the
end, you're not independent.
We already X'd ourselves out as independent.
Yeah.
We got that question.
You're wrong.
Okay.
I never went because I just wasn't nothing. I don't go to the movies that often anyway. Usually when I go, someone's dragging me. I'll buy a bootleg and watch it at home so I can rewind it.
You're talking about going to the movies alone. The same food, like going to the drive-in, you know, like when they used, well, I don't know if they still got them. You go by yourself, but you sneak a shitload of people in the trunk of the car and wait till you get into
that's
the drive-in and then get them out. Is that considered going by yourself?
No, you're
no
going in a station wagon. You're going in a station wagon.
The best thing to do is get a Mercury Brome.
That's so old. By yourself means by yourself.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Nobody with
okay.
You.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Stop the presses. Stop everything. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Didn't our good friend John recently have a birthday?
Oh,
yes.
Hell no.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no, Kayla. I've been too strong.
Yes. Today is John's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John.
You suck my balls, too.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank
you.
50th birthday, John.
How old?
How old are you, John?
Be alleged to be.
How old are you, John?
51.
51?
That's all.
I'd rather be 69.
He says that's enough.
Damn. I'm a year older.
Right. I remember seeing that somewhere. It's John's birthday.
Yeah, I know you're on Facebook, hon.
Happy
birthday. You're on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. Let's see, what else? I haven't looked up any other sites. Yeah, you do got one nice picture, though. If I can ever copy it, I'm going to send it to one of my family members with the dildo you got a picture of on Facebook. Trust me, I got good eyes.
It is exactly 10 o'clock in the east and 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone as the top of the hour, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio and the Adult Zone with LaCroche
Brick
and Black Reporter and Pastor Brick. Actually, I should have started off with Pastor Brick and Black Reporter.
Oh, have mercy. Amen to that.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Who are you going to say that? Excuse me.
AJ.
Yeah, I need to stop acting up. Anyway, y'all still old. I don't care what nobody says. So I am technically the youngest one on the board right now.
Yes.
You are.
You're the baby.
You are now tuning in to Geriatric Radio.
Shut up.
Hey, Chris, well, you know what I want for my birthday? One of them nice pictures I can put in the living room with the, I don't know, maybe you got like a Mountain Dew can with you?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Ooh.
The boy is
no,
you want to, you want the Mountain Can Do picture?
Oh, she got a better one than that, though, because I do keep up with Facebook, where she's standing with her back. She's got a nice pair of panties on. It says Naughty, Naughty, Naughty on them.
that's so old, it's not even funny.
You see, I got to go
check. But he likes it. Black Reporter, he liked it.
I see that.
Damn, I forgot that was up there. I'm mad you remember all that.
He did check out your whole site, Crush.
I know.
Yeah, but what's so funny at the library, as long as you're closed, like people are closed, they really don't mind. But they got some dudes that be claiming they'd be talking to people, and it's like, how in the hell can they... I mean, these were actual hardcore pornography this guy was looking at. And it's like, okay, if he can do that, why can't I?
You just need to get your internet up at home, John. Just get your internet up at home and you can watch whatever you want.
You can do whatever you like. Yeah.
Whatever. You can go to a webcam and watch them do the do-do-do-do-do.
You can put your you can put your credit card info into my website and watch me do what it do.
Yeah, you can see it all with your debit card, credit card, as long as it goes through.
That's right.
Hey, you know what would be funny? Pay. Somebody send you a pop can and accidentally put an adhesive glue on it, and you wouldn't be able to get it out of your mouth.
All right,
John.
Back to the topic at hand. We're talking about
Okay, so we all failed the first question.
Hey, how do we fail it? We went to the movie by ourselves. That's not independent.
One time.
I went more than one. I just stopped going.
Next question.
I went to see Harry Potter by myself.
Do you travel alone?
Yeah.
Do any of you travel alone?
Yes. We travel alone.
Yes.
Yes.
By yourself. I told myself to go through
the pods.
No.
I told myself get on a plane and travel miles by yourself.
Yep.
I went to Vegas by myself.
Oh, Lord. I can just imagine there's a story there.
Yeah.
Plus, you travel by yourself?
Uh-huh.
I'm more than sure there is.
Where'd you go?
I went to.
You know what they say, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Where'd that come from? I can't talk right now. I went to Florida by myself.
Okay, everyone's traveled by themselves. I travel by myself, too. So we gave the point there. Okay, do you do activities and hobbies by yourself?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know what kind of hobbies they are if I do do them by myself.
I'm not being a pervert. You know what? On that note, I did do hobbies by myself. Phone Fantasy Radio was a hobby I did by myself at one point. I'm serious. Also, I used to go every Friday. I used to drag myself down to the New Eureka Poets Cafe, which is
really?
Right, and they have poetry slams on Wednesdays and Fridays, and that's how I really got into, you know, into the poetry, and that's how Phone Fantasy Radio was inspired as well. Yeah, I used to do things by myself. I go buy a drink by myself. I just recently went to a bar and grill that, you know, I found out about and not too far from me by myself. So I do that kind of stuff myself.
Crush, and let me ask you a question. They've progressed big time down here, but are there BBW clubs up there that cater to BBWs alone?
Yep.
Whoa. What's their phone number?
You know that's the case. As a matter of fact, speaking of BBW clubs, shout out to Bigger and Better Things Entertainment. They got a ski trip coming up, and they also got a party coming up every last Saturday of the month. Also, Big Girl Style Entertainment with Big Shook. He's actually been a guest on Phone Fantasy Radio when they first got it popping, and he hosts big parties. We also have the underground scene where we have the Big Girl Strippers.
Oh yeah.
They walk around in their thongs and pantyhose and they drop it down low and all that good stuff. So yeah, we got the big girl scene out here like that.
When I used to be in Phoenix, there used to be clubs that specialized in big girls, and not as big girl strippers, but just inviting big girls come on over, and men who prefer big girls, you know, not to say they will push out, you know, they will show a thinner lady the door, but they will especially invite big girls to the club and say, look, if you want to meet a big girl, this is where you come, you know.
I want us to get, we have that out here. We have regular dance parties. We also have goddesses. Nancy Goddess, she throw parties in Manhattan as well, big girls only. But I want to get to the point, I think when we're popping, we're going to have weights, we're going to have scales at the front door, and you got to be over $200 to get in, or you got to wait at the line. Because
200 pounds.
Right, 200 pounds. Because there's
you said $200, man.
No.
You said $200.
Well, you know, money always on my mind. Anyway, there's a club actually in California that actually had a weight, a scale outside, and they weighed the ladies. Yeah, there was a scale outside their door, and they would weigh the ladies.
Is this such a place? The Hotel California.
If you're under what?
200. If you gotta be over 200.
Oh, hell.
Over 200.
No problem with that. I weigh 250. Give or take a few.
And then you have the big girl convention in Las Vegas. We have BBW Connection, Big Bad Girl Connection. They throw a party.
Yeah.
They throw a party in Connecticut. So, I mean, yeah, the scene is large. We getting out there. But back to the checklist.
Living large and
okay,
in
we traveled by ourselves. We went to the movies by ourselves. What else we got to do?
Hobbies by ourselves.
We did hobbies by ourselves. What else you got?
Well, this is, I don't quite understand, but it says you have quite a few friends who don't know each other.
Oh, yeah.
I got all you.
I don't know what they get back here.
You
have friends that you don't have to have them all together at the same time to say it's
your friend. Like you have separate worlds.
Right.
Yes. I got my swinger friends. I got my internet friends. I got my booty call friends.
Bootylicious.
So, you know, yeah. It's always the case.
Okay.
I got the most points.
You got the most points for
us. You have taste in movies and music that your friends don't share. Of course. Come on.
I like Selena Gomez.
I do too.
Oh.
What did you say?
I told you. One of my shows, I'm going to have, like, White Girls Rock Day. I'm going to play City Lauper and everything on this radio station. And I don't care who tunes it. White Girls Rock, too.
Yes, they do.
That's right. White Girls Rock, too, now.
I'm tuning in.
I guess somebody's going to tune in that day, but I don't care.
One condition, they shave their armpits, too.
Oh, good grief, God.
Okay. Lord.
Next one. Next.
All right. Let's see. After a breakup, you are more likely to think about your new freedom than feeling sad.
Yep, that's definitely me.
Yep, I'm going to walk you through that. I'm going to walk you through this word and that word and this word and upside down and that way and
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No cringe like a quarter. He's starting getting upset now.
Why?
Yeah, right.
Except with you, Black Reporter. Except with you. She didn't do that with you. Okay, I just wanted to let you know. She didn't get happy with you. Oh, don't say that. He's very fragile. Not with you, okay?
The situation was I had to find my charger before no black.
You hear what we said, right?
For your phone or for something else?
Okay.
No, for the phone.
Sean is so silly.
When you're online, you tend to prefer reading and researching to chatting and IMing.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yes, you
do.
I think you had a website in 4 days. Like, I really do be researching, and I really do be working. I really don't, I very rarely chat, and when I do say I'm ready to chat, nobody hit me up. I swear to God.
Crush
be reading the most ridiculous stories. She reads tabloid news.
Oh.
Yeah. Tabloid news?
No, I really do. I really do.
I be getting the feed, you know, like they say, Crush read this story. It'd be something ridiculous.
It depends on when you get me. Like, some of the stuff I read or some of the stuff that I'm doing, like, you know, how researching your websites or how to learn this or how to learn that, But I don't like looking at the news. So I have to get my updates from
websites.
I don't watch the... Let me tell you something.
My TV only comes on when
somebody say, Crush, can you check this out? Or I have company.
And you see, a lot of times, you know, she'll be looking for stuff like trifling news, and then she sees shit.
No.
You're booing, but it's the truth. And then see shit that will make you say, what in the hell were they thinking?
Hey, Crush.
Okay, so what if they broadcast? Everyone get the hell out of New York City. This is the last time we're going to say it, and it's on TV. And you wake up and everybody gone, child.
That's it. That's exactly what's going to happen. I'm glad I live in the South. They're going to have it on Yahoo, believe me. They don't never show nothing on the internet without putting it on Yahoo. If not first.
Oh, Lord. Are you going to wait for Yahoo?
If not first. Shit. ain't got time.
You know, I hate to say it for Crush, but I'm not going to laugh too hard because Yahoo and ABC News are now joining forces together in news gathering. So I shouldn't be laughing too hard.
Somebody put that on Facebook and tell a crush, did you hear what they said? Get out.
That's right.
They're like, where you at? We in Canada. You just missed the last bus.
What the hell with Jerry Springer, man? Why don't you, you'll take his place, the La Crush Heart show.
What are you talking about? Jerry's supposed to be mayor of Cincinnati again soon.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
Hey, if Joe Biden decides not to be Obama's vice president, we can always have Jerry Springer as vice president.
What the hell? Okay.
Back to the topic.
You don't follow Shades of Styles very carefully.
It's funky. Go ahead,
sir. You love nature?
Uh-oh.
You don't follow trends or styles or anything else.
They don't have them on my side. I can't help it.
So you follow trends?
You.
I said they don't have it in my side, so I can't help it.
You ain't big. You take a 40-42 and close, baby.
I know.
I mean, this is blasting her thighs out. That is so disrespectful. There's no one with her thighs out there.
Not my thighs.
Lord have mercy.
Walk down the street, you know, baby, across a whole bunch of accidents for a good reason.
John, behave.
This show has everything, I tell you. You gotta love this show.
It's just a matter of yours.
Where else are you gonna get this TV?
Exactly.
John's ad-lib.
New Year's. Walk down Times Square in a pair of thongs, man.
Let me tell you
something.
Rick, if you can imagine this show, just imagine your own show, because I would guarantee the panel that we have now is going to be on your show.
Okay, well, you know what? They're welcome.
Yeah.
They're more than welcome.
You ain't got nobody on your show. You're going to have you four right here. At the end of the day, you can only have us four. We're gonna hold you down. That's how it's gonna go. So,
that's all good.
Okay, so you don't follow trends or styles carefully at all.
No.
Okay. You have a couple of controversial opinions, and you share them with people who ask.
Yep.
I do. That's why I ain't got no friends.
Yep. I don't want no kids.
Take a half to me. That's what we messed up.
Like you said, I don't have no kids, and I don't want
to
get married.
I'm not home. Who the hell ever is trying to call
me? They ask me. I'll be like, you really want to know? Yeah. Then I tell them that they're wrong and they're stupid. They all, you know what? I shouldn't ask you nothing.
Right.
So why you ask?
I like her. I like this woman's attitude. She don't take shit off nobody.
No. Nope. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, let's move along. Last question. You eat alone in restaurants. It's no big deal.
Yep.
Amen to that. More food for me.
I don't do that. Only because I'm greedy. And if I have six platters sitting in front of me and I'm by myself, it looks awful horrible. So I like to have somebody with me act like they're eating all the food. But I want to, like, you know, two entrees.
Out of here. Give me this, that, and this. I pay my money.
Best thing to do is try to go to a Chinese restaurant where they got an all-you-can-eat buffet. Them people don't give a shit. As long as you pay, they'll let you stuff your face so you get fat as hell.
I don't know about nobody else. I don't know if any other fat person feel like this. I'm glad you brought that up, John. I don't know if any other fat person feel like this, but when I go to all-eat buffet, I don't get hungry.
Thank you.
No, I don't eat
too
much meat.
Like, I could be a pig.
I look at it this way. I try to make sure there's more overweight, quite fat people there than I am because I'm not fat. I lost weight.
Well, and you know where they are? They're in the Golden Corral.
You know, I don't feel bad.
What's that? Look,
when you go to the Golden Corral, you'll be ready to throw up.
What's the Golden
There's so many obese people in the Golden Corral. It ain't funny. It'll make you want to vomit.
People, man, you ain't.
That's exactly how they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't,
that is
and the kids can't get next to the table or they're liable to lose a finger. You know, they're liable to get eaten by mistake. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh, honey, we ate the kid by mistake.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll call 911 and pump your stomach. You know, he might be a little different when he comes out, but he'll be all right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but you know what? Seriously, this woman came in. She was huge. She said, get her a box of cereal and a little bit of milk and one of those little milks. And she said, okay,
ooh,
while I'm working on this, go get me. It was a breakfast thing. She said, while I'm eating this, she sent her skinny husband up there to get her some of everything for breakfast. I said, now she going to sit there and work on cereal while he getting the rest. And they had these two little kids with them. I mean, she ate, She didn't get up there. He went up there every time she wanted food. It was disgusting. I mean, you go to places like that, and the South got a lot of damn Golden Corrals and Fire Mountains
and
Brian.
He went up to get the food because he knew if he got home, he'd get the shit knocked out of him.
Ugh. What's that other place, too? It's another one.
Ryan.
Another
Ryan.
Old Country Kitchen, something like that, right?
Yeah,
Old Country Buffet.
Old Country Buffet.
Yeah.
Trust me, we got Golden Corral, Old Country Buffet.
Right, that's called Chinatown out here.
But no, I'm telling the truth. You don't see black people. You see all these ugly, white-ass, fat-bit broads in there.
Oh, God.
Not lying, man.
Oh, no, wow.
Good,
God.
Oh, my goodness.
John's just telling the truth.
Let me ask you a question, John. Do you tip the black waitress more than you tip the white waitress?
Hell yeah, man. Black is beautiful, especially if she's a female.
Reverse racism. I love it.
Oh, no, honest. There was this black woman. She was nice looking. But they didn't want to kind of serve her because she was in a wheelchair. But I was telling my buddy what was so kind of unique about her. This one young waitress, this male dude, I guess he kind of liked her because with her being in a wheelchair, she had a tank top on, she had a lot of cleavage, big cleavage, and he waited on her, I guess, personally, and when we went to go to sit, when we came in, she gave him a $25 tip and left her phone number with the $20 tip.
Hey.
Oh,
okay.
More
power to him.
Yeah, but I wish I could have got the number before him. No, man. Fool, was she big up top.
Okay.
Only John, boy.
Crush,
did
you
John.
Eat at a restaurant by yourself?
Yeah.
Hey, but
you
should eat by yourself. You should have them waiting on you hand and foot.
No.
Getting up for your ass.
They don't do that.
Waiting on you.
They don't do that. They don't
be
want
be like a white woman for a while.
They don't. They don't do that for me. I don't know where these other chicks get it from, but they don't do that for me.
Do
I don't, I don't know how they
do it. You get a can of Maison spray in their ass.
Don't do it then. I've seen it acting with all two eyes, and I still can't figure out what's their G. Like, I don't know how they do it, but it's guys that bend over backwards, pay a bill, take them out, buy them stuff, and they got another man somewhere else, you know, so... I don't know how they do it, but I ain't got time to deal with that, trying to convince him. So that's too much work. Like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. If you ain't going to do it, it's going to get done. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't do it and you're not going to do it, it wasn't meant for me to have it. But when I need it, wanted,
hey,
I'm
not to get off the thing. You guys are talking about that places where you eat at the buffet, and it's kind of funny and stuff because – I live in Ohio, and we relocated, and they used some, like the Golden Corral and the buffet place for us to eat at. That wasn't the point. It was for us to go out for housing, and they canceled the sessions for.
So, I don't know. I don't know, but it was meant for me to have it. I'm going to go ahead and have it if it wasn't meant for me to have it. I'm not gonna.
Okay.
I just gotta wait for that moment, you know.
Oh, Crush, thanks for wishing me happy birthday. Oh, your voice sounds so sweet. No, hey, if you're having a little time. No, trust me, this may sound stupid, but it's an old-fashioned remedy, because my grandma used to use it. Get yourself some sassafras tea and drink it. Trust me.
Where the hell is she supposed to find sassafras from?
Get it at Kroger.
It's not growing outside her project window.
Oh, you can get it. They got it at Kroger's and shit now. It's like $4, but it does work for a laryngitis.
I have a report for you, man. My
grandma used to use. What's that,
lady? My little friend, he said you all had was sounded so sexy. He said, is she married? Is she single? He said, I want to call back. I say, find the number and call back. You.
Wait.
Oh, God.
He was trying to figure out what that name
was. Don't lead him this way, lady. See, because he will get started.
I'll stop giving him the number. I'll never give him
the number. I'm going to have a picture taken off my Facebook of Crush and go down to New York. I'm pretty sure, man, I'll be able to find out where she was.
Yeah.
He says, all y'all sounded so sexy. What was her name? Asking me this and asked me, she sounded damn fine. I say, she is. Well, what's the number? Find it. I gave it to you. I won't give it to you again.
Yeah.
It's 313-841-8585.
Oh, Lord.
313 is a Detroit number. That's a Michigan number.
Because
okay.
When I was in the bathroom, they wrote some chick's phone number on there, and under the phone number in little letters, it says, for good head, call this number.
Oh, wow.
313 is a Michigan number.
Yeah.
Wow. And you jotted it down. Wow.
Well, my buddy, he asked me.
You ain't got to lie, John. You ain't got to
lie. He remembered it, too.
Right. You ain't got to lie, John.
He was a good
guy. If it didn't help me out, Black Reporters wasn't in. Maybe he wrote it down.
He knew it like from the heart. Whatever, John. John got multiple personalities. John got multiple personalities, everybody. Just letting y'all know that. I seen that, Burke.
What?
Oh,
you mean them little daily motion videos I was looking at?
Are we boring you, Brick?
No, not at all.
Because I see you make changes to the board. I'm watching you make
changes. Damn.
That would be a good idea to have him on the show.
I'm just playing. Anyway,
Jeremy, man.
Your results for
the
quiz
for adults,
is that we are 76% independent.
What do you mean 76? Nigga, I need to be 100. 76. Where did I mess up at?
Because you stopped going out to the movie by yourself.
I go to all by myself. That thing is bogus.
Well,
that stuff is bogus. Send me the link so I can send them a note. I can email them. Send me the link so I can email them. Like, what happened?
Well, guess what? I graduate Friday. Yay!
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 Hey, for any of the ladies on the audience phone line right now, do you paint your toenails?
Lady, I'm just going.
Okay. Let's get back.
John, we know it's your birthday.
Oh, my God.
John.
You know,
to see the random questions. And
are you smelling some kind of fumes tonight, John? Are you cleaning and the cleaning supplies are going to clean?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm doing good.
Shout out to Drop Cole, Black Reporter.
He dropped his phone again.
He know he supposed to have his phone charged. He didn't charge his phone.
I think he does that on purpose because he said he had to go look for a charger. Was it an actual charger? Was it a plug-in for some kind of device, you know?
Only you thinking it. We got 10:30 right now. We got 30 minutes remaining. Well, 30 minutes and 20 seconds remaining on the quiz right now. I'm the horse for Crush Hearts. I'm the horse.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to make a horse sound right now. It didn't work out for me. Brick done made with everybody.
Okay. Girl, I don't know who the hell. I figured that one out. That one keeps going on mute, so that must be that one. I'm over here doing blue.
Trying to figure out y'all numbers and things like that. So she's making a little note next to the name, and I just see stuff popping up.
You're like, oh shit, she can see that.
She may not be able to talk, but her fingers are doing them walking in the yellow pages.
No, it ain't. Oh, okay. Speaking of yellow pages, let me tell y'all about this website I came across.
What's the name of it?
MG.
I got a pen and paper.
It's called Foco.com. Wait, I think that's what it's called. But you put your name in it. You can put your name. You can put your email address. You can put an email address in there, your phone number, the username, or address, and it brings up everything. When I say everything,
what is it?
It's called
everything. Oh,
it brings up everything, not everything.
What? I can't hear you. Everybody talking. What you say?
It's Foco.
Put my name in there, Crush, and my email. You got all my information.
What is the name of it?
She's going to find out, Brick, to make sure she gives us the right one.
Okay, because we keep talking every time she says something.
Okay.
That was your birthday, but calm down.
It's
I want a picture of her with them blue jeans to hang up in my apartment.
You know what? Wearing these damn blue jeans.
You know what?
I think she had a blue t-shirt on and a pair of blue jeans. I think they were apple bottoms.
Okay, there's a lot of Johns in Ohio, John. Which part
what
are you saying in the Columbus area, right? It's Foco, SPOKEO.com.
Spoke?
F as in Frank?
Spoke?
I think I'm deaf.
SPOKEO.com.
Okay.
SPOKEO.
Foco.
Okay.
Spooky crazy. Okay, so, John, you say you're in Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's down 14 of y'all. Is your middle name F or is it an H?
F.
F. Have you ever lived on East Broad Street?
Yeah.
Well. Need I say any more?
Dang, this is like a stalker's best friend.
Exactly. And I just gave y'all the information. Exactly.
You sure did shit. I got my big old name Michelle Brickwell or something. Oh hell no. I live in Columbus, Ohio.
You don't
B-O-K-E-O. What the hell is that?
I live
that?
In New Iberia. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
That's where I live.
Avid.
You want to find me, look up username with Crush Hard. You'll find me.
Damn.
All I got to do is go on the computer and look up white pages and type your name in, and look, New York, it'll give you your address and where you live.
When I looked up my real name, he had all my addresses from 1999 up to now.
I can't remember how long I've been on the internet.
From 1999 up to now.
Let me see this here.
I was like, really? Really, Foco? Really? And it's cheap, too. You just pay $4.99
or something like that, $5.99. Hey, they had a good one on. I can't remember what website it was on. They were talking about a store. I think it's in California where you can buy brownie mixes and stuff with made out of hemp. Brownies made out of hemp. That's, you know, that's nutritious too, man.
Oh my God.
So yeah, they have you down, John, as living on Broad Street.
Oh no, honey, I definitely moved from there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as broad of a street as I thought it would be.
Mm.
But the point is, we can find you.
Right. You know.
That's scary.
I'll give you my address, ma'am. That'd be a trip.
It tells you, male, you're in your early 50s. Columbus, Ohio, 43213. They have your email address, popular value, 141K. That's the stuff they just show you. That's just the stuff they show you before.
They even got my damn religion up here.
No, man, I'm 4657 Tamarack. I moved, man. I forgot to change my address. Oh, shit.
I'm a damn Democrat? I'm a Protestant? What the fuck? I don't like this. How did my name up there?
I don't know, man. What's it saying?
I talk too much shit to be in something like this. I talk too much shit. Oh,
shit.
I'm terrified now.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man,
this is crazy.
Just don't give out your social security number, man. They'll have that all over the damn place.
Let me call my ex.
Call that they got. They don't need the social security number. They can find you.
Right. They don't need all that right there. They don't need that.
You find these Negroes that owe me some money. Put this in.
Yeah, hey, that ain't my real address. I moved recently since that address has been on there. How the hell did they get my old address anyway? What are you looking up, Crush?
Huh?
They see the naughty things you do, too.
Hey, if you guys want to find out a good place to go, look up Post Office Box 4164, Arlington, Virginia.
No, shut up. You ever lived on Monroe Avenue?
Oh. I don't live on Monroe Avenue.
Not you.
Shut up. Like, take to be nasty, but shut up for a minute. It's not always about you.
Gotta take Black Reporter's place.
20 years.
Huh?
I lived there for almost 20 years.
Yeah. They got that down. Your property value is 182K. Was your number 504-338?
It was before they did went to the 225.
Oh my God.
They have C Family Tree as well.
Yes, indeed.
They got Get It Jack. They got all that.
Does it say I was married?
Oh, I can't talk then. You ladies are married. Uh oh.
Oh, no, you are married. I don't worry about somebody being married.
It's, well, I'm sure if I get your family info and all that other stuff, I'll let you know. I haven't.
Oh.
I didn't, but it offers ethnicity, you're female, it got your age, your zodiac, your relationship, your politics, your religion.
Everything, man.
Your education.
What's my relationship, single?
Your occupation.
What's my occupation?
Well, I'm just saying, that's what they have. You got to pay for all that. I ain't paying for that.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out. Yes, indeed. So you can find all this out about somebody. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You can
hunt
people down quickly. I mean, it's good, but it's not good. But you can hunt people down.
Trust
I understand
me.
What you're saying, Brick, from your point of view, and I agree with you. That's not good.
Yeah, now.
But you knew. But think about it. You knew it was out there.
Right.
It's just like they saying there is a cloud out there for every text message you send, for everything you put on the computer.
Right.
It's out there in this cloud that they can go find this information if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you text somebody, any phone call you make, any email, anything you type on your computer, you can call yourself erasing it. It's still out there in this cloud that they can pull up if they want to.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew
that's
that.
That's how they got Tiger Woods. That's how they get anybody. They know your number. They can pull up your record. They can find every text you ever sent anybody. And know every call you ever made.
Who's they?
Put a chef on the computer.
Who's they? Government
they
and private people and private people who have the money to pay for it.
Who's they? The man?
The man.
Because
it was
the
on
man.
The TV show. It was on the news.
I put your email account in, Miss Lady C. I put your email account in. Just your email address. I didn't put your name. I just put your email address. Your full name came up. Early 50s. Female. Online profile 7+. Photos and videos 13+. And it has your location. That's just
wow.
I didn't even put your name in there. I just put your email in there. And your pictures came up. Al, she got her foot up on a yellow chair. Yep. All that popped up.
Yeah.
All that.
I remember that picture.
Mm-hmm.
They got the red dress on there?
No, they just got the ones with you sitting on the yellow chair. You got a gray jacket on. You in a picture with a man. And you got another, like, a gray shirt or something like that.
Oh, I'm surprised they don't have the red dress on there. That's the one that got me in trouble. It was a strapless red sundress. It was a strapless red sundress, and they said I looked it naked.
God, I think I did see you on Facebook.
You don't know what Lady C was like on Facebook.
You don't?
You don't know what she is on Facebook, John.
Was she hanging out with Diva from New York with the big ass?
She's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm not
on top of everything. On top
about
of
if we use fake Yahoo mail? We don't give our real names and shit. Or still, can they still look you up?
But wait a minute. On top of everything, they give you the satellite view of your street.
Oh, hell no.
You Monroe Avenue and North 38th Street.
Yes.
Right.
That's where the
Monroe
house is.
Avenue, North 38th Street.
Right. That's
yeah,
where you
that's
get
where I
and I see you 1, 2, 3, 4. I was going across one way, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4 shed in the backyard or some other location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big old trees.
You got greenhouse, old, yes.
Yeah.
Pine or trees.
Yes, the tree fell on the house during the hurricane. One of the limbs fell off.
Ooh, damn.
I was staying there
off.
Then.
You
anybody hurt?
It says it shows your economic health, wealth level, property details, children, ooh, neighborhood.
Welcome back, Black Reporter. Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh.
I had phone problems.
Yeah,
let's look up Black Reporter now. See what comes up for Black Reporter.
Oh, Lord.
Well, go right ahead. 90.
You can find a picture of him with an afro.
No, you won't. 90237.
Like kind of a white shirt.
Those have old pictures
of
Black Reporter. They don't have my new pictures up. She didn't see my new pictures.
Uh-huh.
Well, you appeared twice, Black Reporter. Three times, actually. They got French Street. Is that you?
French Street was a long time ago.
Right. They got Bank Avenue now. They got versions of Bank Avenue.
What on Bank Avenue?
Wait a minute. It says you for occasion. You are not occasion. Look, this is not you. This is not you. This is Caucasian.
You have a predictive
black
reporter, you
want to
tell us something?
Let me find out Dr. Porter been sending out fake pics.
Safe sex.
You've been sending out fake pictures, Black Reporter?
No, I haven't been sending out fake pictures.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Male, early 50s, 70560. 337-364 Bank Avenue. 7 relatives found.
My reporter better hope my sister ain't listening. He's liable to get a big piece of bubble gum as a visit.
All right, you're a Gemini. Ooh, that's not exact. Come on, son.
That's not me.
Who's that? That was you, Bert?
Hell no, it wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
That lady.
That was me. Okay.
Her name is Crystal. She's a lady.
Okay, so it says, African American male, early 50s, Gemini, Democrat, married, house, yeah, Catholic, 149K property value. You graduated high school, traveling, cooking, and it also has occupation. Oh, come on, I mean everybody. How about that? Who's going into the water? Who's taking a dump?
What are you looking on?
It ain't me. I'm taking a dump.
Don't try to change the subject.
I wanted to eat a dump.
Okay. You know David, Yvette, Sonia?
That's my brothers and sisters.
Right. And then Myrtle and John?
My mother and father.
Right. That's some bullshit.
What are you looking
for?
That's some bullshit.
That's
what that is.
Some bullshit.
What are you looking
for? Y'all know this is going to be a podcast, right? Probably sitting there with a pad and pen writing all this down.
Right.
What's his brother's name? What's his middle name?
Right, this is crazy. Okay, let's do me again. All this stuff all in again. All this stuff. Now it's only showing me 2 locations. Yesterday it showed me 12. Today it's only showing me 2.
I don't want to look at that website no more. I'm sorry to get scared.
I'm getting off of Facebook. I don't want them to
know. And the ladies see
some
of my stuff. They are watching you. You in a cloud in the sky.
Oh,
man.
I'm like, hell no, I'm getting off this thing.
Man.
Crispy theory.
Get ready.
Well, it was all CNN.
Everything you do, they see it. They coming for you. I'm like a little girl. I'm about to pull a covers over my head.
Hey, they got... How much information do they got on us when we were in, like, high school and shit?
If you pay for it, you can find out.
Right. Right. look, I ain't pay for it yet.
I don't.
You should have found out every damn thing you ain't
paying for. I've got a question for you guys.
What are you going to see if you pay? If I see your dental records.
Rick, I've got a question for y'all. Y'all remember the movie Enemy of the State?
Who in the hell keeps trying to call me?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh no, they got me down as a Caucasian. Oh Lord.
Girl, you better work it.
They got me down as
a Caucasian. You're not white, baby. You're big, black, and beautiful.
Don't you ever forget it. Tell us, dog. You ever forget that you are big
and they got me down here.
They
got me down here as property value $3.8 million. I hear that hot shit.
Ooh, God.
I hear that.
Damn, girl.
I hear that hot shit.
Can I have $100 for my birthday since you got that much money?
I know that.
Hey, my nephew got robbed, and he sent me a letter about the incident report.
Hold on. We all can't talk together. Hold on. Hold your story.
They had him as Caucasian and Mexican.
All right. That what you were saying, Black and Water?
I was asking, maybe forget what I was asking.
Uh-huh.
That figures.
It's an enemy of the state. That's the last thing I heard out your mouth.
Yeah, you asked if we remember Enemy of the State. The movie.
All-timers.
Where are you getting this from?
A website.
What?
I'm not going to repeat it. You already spelled it out. We dotted it out.
A website.
We ain't going to say it no more. It's just some website.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'll
tell
you
the
website later on, Black
Reporter. Okay.
No,
it says
I'm married, girl.
Do you remember?
I'm married. I'm single.
Okay, Crush. Do you remember the movie Enemy of the State?
Oh, I got my apartment number up here.
Ooh.
Oh, what
is that? Give it to me.
Enemy of the State was a great movie, starring Will.
Yes, Black Reporter. Get to the point.
Smith.
And that movie scared me to hell because everything they showed they could do in that movie, they probably can do.
They can do that much, much more.
They say, I enjoy arts and crafts. I buy from the internet. I enjoy shopping and like consumer electronics.
Well.
All righty then.
I know that.
The government has the watch crush because she could be a level 3 hacker. That's like how they know all that stuff about you. Doing that HTML shit. You better watch it. They watching you. You ain't supposed to one day.
Brick, a level 3 hacker.
You're like, Brick,
hacker,
I found this code. I'm like, oh, shit, the Pelican Brief.
They just
you
got
never
all
know.
The information. They got all the information backed up, though.
Christ,
they took
a lot
everybody
of research.
That had the same last name, and they merged it together. They got my mother's in her 40s, and I'm in my 30s? Come on now.
Ooh.
I don't even go together.
Oh, play that song, It's Raining Men, by them two big big women that used to sing.
Yeah, what's you with big black? She's a big black girl.
He loves
her.
I know. Two tons of fun.
I could have been when she had the barbecue sauce.
Stop calling them that two tons of fun.
Well,
that wasn't
nice. What you call
I know, that was their name, but they were the weather girls.
Yeah,
okay.
The weather girls.
And female, early 30s. I'm married. I live in an apartment.
Didn't
even have my hobby. It says I'm Protestant. It says I'm Protestant. I'm independent. Yeah, it says I'm independent. Scorpio and American. It really do say I'm independent.
Go, girl.
I know that.
Go, girl.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't know. Just watch it, Crush, with the codes. Watch the codes. And the indie music.
Every woman.
You know what?
Somebody give me a fork, because Black Reporters, I mean, damn. This time it's not even you, Black Reporter.
It ain't even you to stop.
He's
so happy it ain't him this time.
I know that.
Y'all.
Okay, well, I guess we should kind of close this topic out with the independent woman. And I want to do that by giving my summation. I do believe that the black woman has indeed, well, the women in general have shot themselves in the foot. Because now men don't want to do anything for us. We've gone from being independent. Men don't even feel the need to be chivalrous. They don't give up their seat on the bus. Like Black Reporter, they elbow you and kick the first seat, sitting by the driver, like they don't want to get lost.
No, wait.
Back of the bus. And you know, my whole thing is that we can be independent, but we shouldn't lose our sense of self, which means I like having doors open for me. I like having people pull out the chair when I sit down.
Yeah.
I like these things. And I don't think the fact that, you know, men just take it to the extreme way, feel you misindependent, do it your damn self. They mistake a woman being independent for the fact that they have to compromise their chivalry. You should always be chivalrous, no matter if you're dealing with, you know, the sweetest sweetheart like Cinderella or the roughest roughneck like Grace Jones. You should always treat a woman like a lady and an outlawed. A soft shoe.
And
that's my opinion right
who,
there.
Who are
sure?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those dressed like a woman but was a man? That wasn't Grace Jones. That was RuPaul, wasn't it?
No, Grace Jones had a vagina. It was a woman.
Down boy.
She was a very hard woman. And I'll have you know that her hard looks were not appreciated by American men. But once she went out to France and England, the men fell at her feet, white and black. But the American men don't know what to do with something like that. Y'all call it ugly. Like that model. What's her name? Alec Weck. A lot of men wouldn't be caught with that woman thinking she's ugly. Oh, look at her features. She goes to Europe and men adore her. You know? And I think that it's really, really sad that, you know, but that's another story for another day, another show for another day.
Yeah,
and I just want to say that I do plan on doing a show on this identity theft. This not identity theft, this cloud that Miss E was talking about, Miss C, Lady C. I'm going to investigate this damn cloud. I never heard that.
Okay, it was on the
I think that was the last thing that Steve Jobs did before he died, right? He invented that cloud.
Might have been. But it was on CNN News they were talking about.
Did anybody ever think maybe the computer took Steve Jobs out?
Might have.
Listen, Terminator, they became self-aware, Skynet, right? The cloud could be like, you know what? I don't need you anymore, human. Thanks for inventing me. And probably raised all the levels of his oxygen or whatever was going on and took that man out. That's what happened in the other movie. What's the other movie that was about space? Come on, y'all.
Oh.
The older, the program killed. I Am Robot. Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
Will Smith.
I Robot.
The man who invented the robot turned against him and killed him.
Right.
He programmed the robot to kill him because he knew what was going to happen. But I'm just saying, we're dependent on these damn tech things a little bit too much. We need to come away from that. I don't know. Kind of nervous. But I'm going to fall back now because I'm going to stay on high alert.
Rick,
thank you, Lady
Rick.
C.
Rick, you know what was the constant in those two movies we mentioned?
What was the constant in those two movies?
Constant in those two movies, iRobot and Enemy of the State was Will Smith.
So what you trying to say? He's the future? Well, he's the futuristic something? He's the savior for the future? He's the John Terminator?
I don't know.
You want to know?
Okay, ladies, see, do you think he know?
I think he thought it was a good movie to make some money on, and he jumped on it.
I know he looked good working out with that bionic arm. Jesus.
He does. he sure has grew up real nice. As Fresh Prince, he was kind of, but now, Will Smith is hot.
Well, he didn't stand upright on the Fresh Prince, so you have to give him that. He stands upright now. Because when you're cooted and befooted, you have to bend over.
Hancock.
And he was growing into his manliness and everything.
Yes, he was.
And he grew into it quite well.
Right.
Very much so.
I'm glad his son looks like a boy now.
Yeah, but I still like when he was the Fresh Prince.
You would.
No, he got some good movies. Hancock. That's a good movie, too.
All his movies are good. He picks good movies. He picks real good movies.
Yeah, we'll be on high alert now because of this cloud, for real.
Taking
a militant stance. I'm going from
Pastor
Brick to Sergeant
Brick. Folks, we are pushing the 11 o'clock hour in the east, 10 o'clock in the central time zone. In most of your local areas, it's news time. Everybody wants to go and watch their local news.
Go watch the news.
Where did that come from? What did you ever say?
He's about to go watch the news. That's why.
Now, hey, we should play his favorite song before we go off the air.
Okay,
Crush.
You know, we should play his favorite song.
It needs to be. That's all you need to do, Black Reporter. Go to that.
Exactly. But you
know, wouldn't Michael Jackson's other song be a good one, too? Beat It?
Well, now he's going to do that later on. So he'll
need
to do it now, not
trying
to be pleased.
One I need to know.
John, that goes toward you.
Okay. Then we got hit songs named after us, then.
This is true. Okay, Crush checked out for a moment here. I'm guessing she had to go and gargle, something to make herself feel better. We thank you for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio. We want to just remind you, we have a few minutes to go, remind you that basically we are having a new, we're not coming on next week, as Crush stated earlier. We won't be on next week. Yeah. The next time you hear Phone Fantasy Radio or you hear anything from Phone Fantasy Radio, we'll be on March 5th. When you hear from me, Brick, starting my new show, Brick's House, debut of Brick's House, and we will be discussing politics. And what we will be discussing is, do you believe President Barack Obama is doing a good job? What do you think about him? Just talk about our president, our POTUS, our president of the United States, the first wife and the first family. And if you had to give him any advice, what kind of advice would you give him? Would you tell him, listen, try a red tie? You know, would you tell him, listen, take off that dog, put on a gray one. Would you tell him to dye his hair? Would you tell him to put some Vaseline on and smoke his lips? What exactly would you tell the president to do if you had the opportunity? Them lips look kind of rough there. I mean, if you're going to smoke, he's got to use intensive care Vaseline. Okay, that's just my opinion. But basically, we're just going to be talking about the president. Okay, we're going to keep it light, we're going to keep it airy, we're going to get a little bit serious, but absolutely, there will be absolutely no threats and no funny talk on the show. No, none of that. I'm not trying to get shut down by FCC. Anybody who talks like that got to go. So, I'm going to let Black Reporter close the show, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank Crush for coming in as much as she could. Black Reporter. Thank you, Lady C, for calling in. Thank you, John, for calling in. Happy belated birthday, John.
You too,
Lady
hon.
C, we love you. Thanks for calling in. Black Reporter, it's time for you
I just want an autographed
thing.
Picture,
so. Well, we'll talk, John.
Be back here with us on March 5th when we start off with Rick's brand new show, Rick's House, and we will see you then. As always.
Before we go, also want to give a shout out to Rickness. Look for him. He'll be right after me on Wednesday. Wellness versus Illness. Check out Rickness. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. We're all over the damn place. Okay, Black Report, I'm going to shut up now. Do your damn thing.
What time there was that ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow's day. Don't worry about today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't say everything you want to hear, you heard everything we said. Now go run and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again in March, you are in and we
are
out.
All right.
Later,
adios,
y'all.
Everybody.
Bye.
Have
Bye.
A good week. Take care. Have a good weekend. God bless. And happy leap year day on the 29th.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Get well, Crush.